my part and Guillermo part, because we don't have too much time. Okay, but Glenn, you're looking. Maybe you can come to give a testimony. That's okay. Okay, Guillermo.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, we have a lot to say. I have a lot to say. And we are going to basically make a recap of what we're doing. We won't be able to extend us and give you a lot of details. Then we're going to be talking first about the churches. Then it's going to be about Graciela's group in Trujillo, is the ministry of the spouses. And after that, we're going to present Channel of Blessings. Then let's go ahead with the churches first, that the Lord make us to be in charge. You know, all the churches belong to Jesus. All the people belong to Jesus. Then we ask in charge. Then to begin, we're going to just present the churches, the first slide. And I like to emphasize something very important. It's the Great Commission that everybody who's Christian is supposed to do it. We don't have any choice. We don't have to pray much whether or not we do. It's something we must do, which is go, therefore, and something very important, make disciples. We go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. We pass away, the ministry is gone. It's done. It should not be that way. Then we have to make disciples. Of all the nations, teaching them what Jesus is telling us to do. And that's very much the vision the Lord gave it to Graciela and myself, and that's the vision we're giving to those churches the Lord make us to be in charge. Again, it's not my church, it's his church. Then, very quick, let's go first to Chicama Trujillo. In Chicama Trujillo, the first slide is Pastor Robbie. He's really, a pastor's intercessor, and also he's a worker. And he really is expanding his church. It's much different than the way we visit. And the second slide is showing some of the nice, changes he's beginning to make. And also the next one is showing, again, I have to go very, very, very fast. You know, we go to Peru always with Virginia. She's been going over there for 11 times. And actually, she's a great intercessor. She's not feeling good now. She has three minor mini strokes. Just pray for her prompt recuperation. She's recuperating very well. Okay, let's go to the Church of Jubileo in Chosica. This name was named, as per our church here. We are Jubilee. In Spanish, it's Jubileo.
But Guillermo, that's the first church where we started in Peru.
Right. That was like 22, 23 years ago. Then this is the presentation of the church. It's Iglesia Comunidad Cristiana Jubileo in Chosica. And it's very much Jubilee. And that's in the, the next slide is showing to you his location. It's up, in the hills, and this is the view, you could see it. And next, it's very much, you could see the pastors, the co-pastors, and we all three over there. And something also we done is the Christians, we do have responsibility toward Israel and the Jews. We do it. Every of these churches, they always have the Israel flag and the Jerusalem flag. They all know, because when I ask them, what is your second country? They know it's Israel. And what is your second city after whatever, Chosica, Trujillo, Maccabee, or so? They always say Jerusalem. Why? Simple. We all hope to live in the new Jerusalem, which is going to be on top of the Jerusalem. Okay, the next church that the Lord gave us is the Church of Maccabee in Trujillo. And actually, all the churches they've been going, and this is something I've been always in my reports explaining, They go, okay, the next slide is they've been going to a remodelation or reconstructions of the church. Here, you know, they have a flat ceiling and they are going to make a different ceiling. And here there is a nice things we've been doing, you know, in Channel Blessings, and also when I send all my cards or my letters. I ask him for your donations to only go into the materials of the church, only. The labor is free. In other words, the pastors and the members of the church, they do work with those materials to do everything. And actually, whatever you're going to see in the remodelations, 50% has been given by many of you guys, which we thank you, and it's God. I always pray God will be the one who's going to reward you. Why? Because I hear from so many prophets, not one, not two, not three, not four. Peru, they say, is a chosen country by God. It's a promised land. There's something very important in Peru, spiritually. When Peru became spiritually independent, it's going to be such a great impact, not only in Peru, in Latin America and the Pacific. This is what Timothy Snodgrass say, in the Pacific. Because the Spanish are the ones who settled first, many strongholds settled in Peru, and then when the Spanish later conquered in the Asia, you know, actually, all these strongholds, all the demons, they jump also into those countries. The spiritual impact of the freedom of Peru is going to be great. I hear from so many prophets. Well, the next is you could see the church complete. You know, it's looking better. Again, thank you for your donations to many of you. And I'm sure the Lord is rewarding you a lot. And also, thank you to Jerry Matthew on Channel Basis. She started 2.5 years ago collecting recycles. And actually, in recycles, we collect almost like close to $4,000, around $4,000, and everything went, you know, to the construction of these churches, one way or another. But it's God's church. In other words, when he wants to do something, he does no matter what. He doesn't need us, he doesn't need nobody. It's his church, and he does, and he's been doing all this. Okay, the next church also is in the project of construction, is the Arenita in Trujillo. And the first slide is when we give a, you know, make this trip, you know, a group of us 2 years ago in 2013, and you could see Iglesia Cristiana Pan Que Da Vida, you know, a Christian church, you know, bread that give us life. And here we could see all the travelers. You could see there, you know, to Virginia, Phyllis, Sue, Jerry, and Cynthia. Sidney Frever. Okay, the next, we saw the inside of the church. And actually, all what you see is going to be gone because the highway is expanding. Because the highway is expanding, they're going to take over. The amount of money they give it to you is not even enough to build 2 or 3 walls. Then again, we need, you know, all your donations go only to materials. And you know, the labor is free by the people who do there. Then the Lord's expanding us. Cajamarca is one of the very important states in Peru back in the Incas time. We have a church is in the little town called the Susha. And you could see there, the next slide is showing us exactly what kind of church is. Basically, one of the problems we have, you know, when the raining is a lot of raining, and the raining basically is, you know, affecting the cementation of the church. Then we have to work in one side of the church to be able, you know, to do all the cementation. And the cost is not much. Actually, it's almost $1,500 to do all that work. And again, donation has been flowing, you know, and again, go to all the materials, they do the labor. But these people really, when they go into the kingdom, they really go with all their heart, with all the spirit, with everything they do. They are serious. And, you know, sometimes I so worship those people and we cry. Because you could see the sincerity of the worship. They don't raise the hand just to raise the hand. They really mean it when they do it. It's beautiful. Now, the next slide is the, you know, a service here in the church. Here is Pastor Guadalupe. He's one of the apostles also that belong to our group that has been reaching out in Cajamarca in further places up in the Andes. And the next one is another little church that we have in a place is called Cerro Santa Apolonia in Cajamarca. And let me keep going fast. Yes. Okay. Now we have in Acerío. Acerío is in the Amazons. Here the Lord tells us to buy a land and build a church. Doesn't make any sense in the real, you know. Small town, you know, 500 families. Why? I don't know. I still don't know. But the Lord said, you know, buy land and build a church. And here, again, your contributions and the channel of blessings recycles, making all this. We could begin to go in faster because time is going. Here, you know, in the next slide, we begin to do the next slide, the cementation. The next slide, we have the, you know, walls beginning to build it. Let's keep going. The next slide, we could see the front of the church. Next slide, the front of the church. And also, we went there. Virginia, Graciela, myself. You could see there the pastor, the co-pastor, the mayor. Very much, you know, that really is very enthused, you know, that really we're doing something for this town. And they never believed it, you know, that we were serious when we began. They say there are so many people coming, they say they're going to do this and that, and even churches or so, they never finish. And however, it's God's church, and God wants to be finished, and God did it. God did it. Now, the next slide, please. Now, this is the inauguration of the church. Still, the back of the church was open, as you could see. You know, but we just go ahead, you know, and make the inauguration. You could see children's. Now, and in the last slide, you could see that back of the church, in the next one, the back of the church was already done, and it's all, you know, with this type of material. Now, I'd like to show something very quick. Everybody talking about Guatemala or Molonga, where they have, you know, tremendous, you know, agriculture, you know, development, and they have, you know, carrots, you know, all the size of your arm, and so on and so forth. We have something in Peru, it's called Porcón. The next slide. Porcón in Cajamarca. Porcón in Cajamarca. Next slide. Okay. It's 20 kilometers from Cajamarca. It's exactly the city. Okay. You could see here in the next slide very much a recap of this complex. And the next one, when you just driving into Porcón, it's very interesting to see. You begin to see hundreds of signs, Bible scriptures, John 15:5. You know, outside of Jesus, nothing you could do it. Hundreds of these. It's amazing. Now, I like to point it out and see it. You see the pines all over? Okay, the agricultural engineers say impossible to grow pines here in this area. However, they are the biggest in Peru. It was the most strongest in Peru, and the amount is amazing. And that's why God could do it. Let's go to the next one, please. The next one, please. And this is the main plaza of Armolonga. No, the next, okay. Here we have the flag of Armolonga together with the flag of Peru. And it's a tremendous touristic place. And everybody being witness with all these signs. And they could realize why God could do it. It's amazing. And they are so prosperous. And the last one, and I could see you, is very much the tourist office. And you could see scriptures all over the place, witnessing the Lord. Now, another reach out that we are doing in Peru is Santa Maria de Nieva in the Amazon. And actually, It's not danger, these areas. Everybody think, you know, if you go from Trujillo 6 hours to Bagua, where we were, where is Acerio, you are going to find, you know, all these Indians, they are going to just kill you, or so it's not. You know, from Lima to Trujillo is 6 hours, 7 hours, to Bagua is another 6, 7 hours, and from there to Santa Maria de Nieves, the next slide, Santa Maria de Nieves in Amazon is another 12 hours with good weather, you know, with a lot of raining is 16 hours, and there is a portion that you have to do by river. And this is the Marañón River, the one, you know, actually is one of the affluents of the Amazons. There is two rivers, the Amazons and the Ucayali. And next slide, here went, you know, Pastor Robin with Pastor Guadalupe. And the next one was very much, you know, them in the capital, Santa Maria de Nieva. Praise the Lord. And I like to finish letting you know that in the last trip, the Lord, because the trip we done to Israel, putting our heart very strong, that we should begin into talking a lot about the Jews. And there was a conference we gave in Peru. Next slide, please. It's called Israel, Jews, War, and the Church Today. We done to 12 churches and 10 different groups. And very much, the Lord made possible even, the next slide, is to make a video. We were not prepared, we didn't think about it. The Lord, in a couple hours, when we arrived to Bagua, organized everything, opened the doors, and the guy is a tremendous editor. He making editing fantastic. And we have a video of 4 DVDs, 8 hours, unfortunately in Spanish, that the Lord say, make it and let it the people know. What is Israel, Jews, and how important is in the world, and how what is the responsibility of the Christian churches for the end times. Very important. Next one, actually, the beginning of the video is the playing of the shofar of cars, which we're doing. And I just show you 3 slides. You know, this is in Bagua. The next one is in Bagua also, to the pastor, mostly to the pastor. Welcome to the people too. The next one, please. And the last one is in Cartavio. It's another place. Next one, please. Next one. And the last one is in Chicama. And very much with this, I finish my presentation, and I'll give it to Graciela because time restraints. We have very, as I say, I'm going to do a recap. Impossible to explain more about it.
Stay there, no more. Yeah. Praise God. When I was, you know, looking all those pictures, I was crying because it's not easy, but it's not impossible. The Lord gave a lot of strength, no matter my age. But when I saw all those pictures, I was crying because they start from nothing and they have building a beautiful. Because the Lord put in the heart of many people compassion and love. That's so important. And Peru is pray a lot for the revival, but take time sometimes. We want fast everything, but it's not. Many times I talk with Guillermo. I say, Guillermo, we need to have patience and pray, but the Lord is going to answer. And the Lord is answer now. The MIPOAT is a ministry, everybody know, was here for almost 9 years. You know, we have a lot. We did 4 conferences. The last one was in Jubilee. A lot of women come. Was one of the big conferences in Jubilee when we start. Almost 1,000 women. Was really nice. But the Lord told me, stop now that pastor's ministry and take to Peru. And now it's in Peru. It's working wonderful because all the pastors are praying. When they pray, the Lord answer. It's so important pray. Then, you know, I want to show you fast because I don't have too much time. We have a lot of things to talk, to say, but it's not too much time. And it's going to be fast, simple, and wonderful for the Lord's glory. Let's go to give applause to God for everything what he's doing. Okay, MIPWA. MIPWA is a group of pastors. We have right now, we have like 48 pastors. We are located in Trujillo. It's almost by bus, it's 7 hours, by plane 45 minutes. Then we start going by bus a long time ago, 7 hours, you know, in the bus, and we tired, all those things. But the Lord provides. I put my purse open. I say, Lord, I am going to go to Peru. And you know, when we go to Peru, we enjoy, but we work too. Okay, we work too. Then I open my purse, and the money come. And I have money for everything there. Praise God. God is good. God is good. Then I have MIPWA as a pastor, like a 50 pastors, who they have a meeting twice a month. And they pray, they are together, pray just for the revival, for the unity of all the churches. Because like in all the place, in all the world, you know, a lot of competitions with one church, with another church. But that's what the reason all the pastors are the different denomination and pray and crying to God for that unity. And that's what I'm going just to show. And after that, I am going to invite somebody else who have a beautiful heart for Peru too to give a small testimony about it. Okay? Mipo, will you please start passing? Yeah, that's the pastor, just only pastors. Praying, have a meeting twice a month. You know for what already. Now we have there to another picture where we enjoy, we talk, we pray one for each other. We pray for almost 4 hours. Each time when we are there together, you see, we are in a maybe breakfast, lunch, I don't know what. We are together, all pastors. And that's beautiful. Yeah, that's fine. That's beautiful. You know what? Because we are together. We are together, all the pastors, and many pastors. We like pastors. We come with a lot of situation too. We pass for problems, difficulties, and we don't will go to the members. Sometimes the members want, we ministry to the members. It's hard for us to go to the members and say, I feel bad because this happened and so pray for me. It's hard, you know, but when we are all together, all pastors, we open our heart and we pray for each other. Then they are waiting this meeting, you know, for they come pray because we live different. We live different and we pray for the unity. Now, we have, after that, we finished already with the pastor wife, but we did the conference. The conference is going to be exactly in June 6th, was 2 years ago, was the conference in Peru. That was the last conference for women. All this group make it, help it. Then, you know, and then let's go start. First, let's go to pass the picture, okay? That's the conference. That's the conference. Was 500 women for the conference. Was really wonderful. Really wonderful. Pass the another one, honey. That's another one. Everybody stand up, you know, with the Bibles. And another group. That's the pastor from Jubilee Church. They come from Chosica, for all over, for all the parts of Peru. That's me, Graciela Paz. That's Graciela. That's Sue. Now Sue, will you please come? Okay, go ahead. That's the pastor Alicia, who she was one of the preachers too in the conference. Alicia, the pastor Alicia, who come to Jubilee when we have the last conference here from pastor wife too. And I invite her after 10 years I didn't see her. Then that was a really beautiful, she has a big church. Now, the last one, Guillermo.
Okay, that's the last one.
Oh, yeah, that's the last one. Oh, I have a lot, but I put just a few. Now, I have a Sue. And who she was, you know, she was in this conference. She went 3 times, I think, already to Peru. And she was in the conference, too. And she's going to say how it's going in Peru.
I have had the privilege of being invited by Pastor Guillermo and Graciela to go to Peru. And it was interesting, Thursday morning, in my quiet time, the Lord was highlighting a verse because he's been highlighting patience to me. And I had never seen this in the parable of the sower. It says, but the ones that fail on the good ground are those who, having heard the word, with a noble and good heart. Keep it and bear fruit with patience. I knew that word was for me, but little did I know that that would be the word that he would want to emphasize this morning about these two. And Graciela put it in her own words. She just said, we need patience, you know, and it takes work, that they are enjoying what they're doing. But can you imagine all that those pictures you saw and all the work that went into that? That's tremendous work. And Pastor Steve, something that always rings in my ears, but I've never really understood, he'd always say, you know, we inherit the promise through faith and patience. You know what patience is? It's hard work. It's sticking with it when you don't feel like sticking with it. And in that conference for the women, 500 women, Graciela was the one instrumental in getting all those ladies together. And she had told me that the reason why she wanted to gather the ladies together years ago, they started 23 years ago, is to break down the denominational walls between the churches. And the ladies were key to doing that, of praying it in as well as gathering together in the unity, because a man wouldn't do it. So she said in this conference to the ladies that she felt like she was going to give up and, you know, having them gather together. It was just too hard. But she looked out at the crowd that day, 500 ladies, pastors' wives, leaders, women leaders, and she says, I know it's worth it. And like we sang, why? Because worthy is the Lamb who was slain. And it's interesting, everything that is put into their hearts concerning Peru or anything, they are the ones that says, yes, Lord, we'll do it. When it came to them hearing about healing rooms here, they said, we want it there. When it came to microfinance and when they heard what my son was doing, they said, we want it there. And not only we want it, but they took the steps, the necessary steps to do it. And this is Hebrews 6, 11 through 12. I like 11 because I never really got it. It's connected to the 12 about getting the promise. And we desire that each one of you, now think of this in relationship to all that they did, you can do too, okay? And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope. What? Until the end. That you do not become sluggish. That's lazy. And if you know anything about Graciela and Guillermo, they are not lazy. The moment that you say yes to the trip, they say, do you have a large suitcase you can leave there and we're going to fill it and you're going to take it there, and if you don't have one, we'll give it to you. And they fill them, they give them, they are not lazy. And if you've been on a trip with them, you keep going and going. Channel blessings, you keep going and going. Why all of this? That through faith and patience that you would inherit the promise. I'll never forget the microfinancing. Here we're going to this lady's house. Big pot, hundreds of tamales in the pot. And they are loaning her money so that she can start her business to support her family and the church. And they're doing this in the church also. And she needed a cart to buy, to get these tamales down the hill to sell. The church themselves, Shoshika, were visiting this nightstand, you know, selling donuts, so that they could earn money so that their church could run. The pastor was there selling the donuts. These guys labor for what they love. So I'm going to end it there, but I want you to all stand up, and we're going to stretch out our hand and pray. Acts 26, 19 says this. Therefore, Paul, we're talking about Paul, and you guys have been like an apostle Paul there. And Apostle Paul said to King Agrippa in Acts 26, 19, therefore, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. And when we look at Pastor Guillermo and Graciela's life, Pastor Graciela, we know that they are not disobedient to this heavenly vision. So join with me in three prayer points for them. Ephesians 3, Father, And you can just say this silently in your own heart, out loud, mutter it, because our prayers carry power because the Holy Spirit's behind his word. Strengthen them with power, with your Holy Spirit in the inner man, and strengthen them in their outer man physically so they can run the race with endurance, Lord. Give them boldness to continue to speak the word and to do the word that you have called them to do until the end. And raise up the Luke 8:15 and the Hebrews 6:11, 12 people to partner with them. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you, sister.
Praise God. God is good. Oh. Now, let's go start just very short time because we don't have too much time, Pastor Steve. We know that. Channel of blessing. Channel of blessing. That's a big ministry. That's compassion ministry. When I work in channel of blessing, I feel so good, so happy. Give spiritual food because we give the Bible. Every Wednesday we give the Bible. And that's spiritual food. And we give the food, the physical food. It's coming a lot of people. A lot of people, channel of blessing is growing. I say, Lord, it's coming more stuff, but we need more people too. But the Lord is putting in the heart to help channel blessing. We work four days a week. We work Wednesday all day. We work Monday, Friday, and Saturday. Those 4 days are a little heavy. But yes, if you have 1 hour, you say, Graciela, I can give you 1 hour of my time. You don't give it to me. You give to God. That's very important. But the Lord put in the heart of another people from another church for their help. And they are help us in Jubilee, in Channel of Blessing. We have from Jubilee perhaps the 60% of the people who work here, who work in Channel of Blessing. But the 40% is from outside. But the Lord put in the heart. I mean, just wait until the Lord put in your heart. Take patience, time, and the Lord is going to put in your heart, Graciela, can I help you for 1 hour, for 2 hours? That's beautiful. Praise God, okay?
Yeah. Now, I'd like to be very brief, you know, indicating this. We started like 10 years ago, around 10, 12 years ago, Channel of Blessings, and we empty because everything we saw there was completely expired 5, 6, 7 years ago. Then we empty, we start basing very much from zero. And again, you know, patience and perseverance, very important. And the Lord have the heart of compassion, and that's what we do, and love. Then, basically, in these 10, 12 years, the Lord began to increase it more and more, more and more. We used to do one pickup a week, just one, Wednesdays. Today, we have pickups on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And actually, the Lord is adding. And actually, if you leave Jesus and the Holy Spirit for the work you're doing for him, and making the Great Commission to make disciples, because we're training people all over, you saw it, we have people who could do it. They don't need us, because it's the Holy Spirit to charge of everything that we do it. The Holy Spirit to bring all this food is amazing. We reached like £1 million perhaps 5 years ago. Now we're going toward £1.5 million to make a distribution. And we are going to show you all the extra distribution we do besides we do here in place. Would you like to do it? Okay, let's go to the slides quick because we have one more testimony. Yes, we have one more testimony. Please. Okay, this is the distribution here in Jubilee Church, right here, you know, that everybody knows. The Lord gave us a truck. You know, there's another testimony of forklift truck and everything that we needed. Let's go quick. Next. And here we have all this. Next one, please. Next one here. Next one. Because we have so much extra food, now we begin to go outside to reaching out. We go to the Sycamore Elder in Oxnard, and we give them a lot of food. Let's go ahead, please. Next one. Let's show all the 3 slides of Sycamore Elder House, please. Sycamore Elder House, all the 3 slides. You could see there, exactly what we're doing. Let's go to the next one, please. And let's see La Colonia. And also, actually, the help that we have with all these people who extend this ministry out, they are not from Jubilee. And again, what Graciela say is true. We need Jubilee help because now it's growing the outside help to 40, 50, 60%. And Jubilee help is becoming less and less. Okay, La Colonia. Let's go ahead and show all this because we have a testimony. In La Colonia, we are bringing all the excess. You know, we receive like, now we are full. If you go to Channel Basics, all the free days are full. Then we have to call the church. Because yesterday we had such a big deliveries, we pick it up from every day of the week except Sundays, and they give us a tremendous amount of food. You see, we put it on the floor, and we go to La Colonia and give away to people, and we bless all of them in love. Praise the Lord. And to finish, okay, we'll do that later. Yes. Okay.
We have a beautiful testimony of the Pastor Marcela. Will you please? She's from the Hope Christ. And she's one of the pastor church who is coming to pick it up food. I mean, to do it fast, that's going good. I mean, Marcela is here. Thank you, Marcela.
Thank you so much. You know, it is a blessing to be able to be here and thank everyone that is participating in this blessing because, you know, when we receive food, it's not only just, you know, for our church in Sadakoy, we're a small church in Sadakoy, but we also have another church in the Colonia as well who partners with us, and we're able to take to them. And most of their families are migrant workers. They don't have a lot of food. A lot of them had been affected with not having employment, and so they have been really, truly blessed by this ministry, and they are so thankful. So we want to be able to thank you. And it is, you know, so wonderful that you are the hands and feet. You know, thank you, Pastor Griselda and Pastor Guillermo, that, you know, they are, you know, being servants of the Lord and extending out to other places. And so we are just so blessed, and we want to thank you so very much from the bottom of our hearts and knowing that you are a big part of what they are doing, and we just are really grateful. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, honey. Now we are going to finish with the birthday celebration. Celebration of the Channel of Blessing. We celebrate four times a year, you know.
Okay, and I'd like to emphasize one thing. In Peru and here, we recognize the people who help us. And the effect of that cause is amazing. We say always thank you. We always say something. And really, this is why the people get so much time in us, in Peru and here. And that's why we do the birthday celebrations. And we do a great occasion four times a year. And Graciela is going to explain that, each one of these slides.
Okay. Go ahead, please, with this one. You know, yeah, that's we are in Oxnard.
In a Chinese place in
Chinese
Oxnard,
place,
right?
Yeah, Chinese place. And always, you know, when it's a birthday, and we give some gift. This time, the Lord put in our heart give some money because you know we don't. That's only what they receive. They come to work with love, and that's what we give to them. Just a good, a beautiful birthdays, and Dana is in charge of have you know all the birthdays. Everybody do something in Channel of Blessing. I don't do nothing. Everybody do everything in Channel of Blessing. Dana is in charge of all the birthdays. And she told me, I tell even, you choose the place. The last time we did in my house was really nice too. But this is the before to that. And I'm going to show that. And everybody, and we give to everybody some money. And you know, that was really, really, really nice. And the Lord gave that. That's not from our pocket, that's from God. I mean, praise God, where is my hand? Yeah, okay. I can't do anything without.
Well, we're very conscious of time.
I am calling now, you pass me. I am calling now the name of the person, you know. Everybody happy, smile, eating, and it's a beautiful time. We're together. We forgot about the world, the job, and we are celebrate with love. Like always we do. When you go to visit Channel of Blessing, go to visit Wednesdays, I don't see nobody else who go there. I feel sad because I would like to see people who go and say, hi, Graciela. Oh, it's nice. I pray for Channel of Blessing. That's nice, because we are a family. But I see here a lot of people who work there, like Lynn, who is excellent, Juanita in the morning, Michelle, Lynn. Ooh, Lynn is there. And you will see that in the picture now.
Jerry.
Lynn and Jerry, too. You see, perhaps somebody else. Oh, Chris. Yeah, Chris is there, too. Oh, yes. I know my people. I love everybody. Praise God. Go ahead with the next. Oh, you see, Dana is there. That lady, you know, between us, she's worker. Yeah. Tremendous. Oh, she works so good. She's going to all the Lord sent that girl. It's incredible. Graciela, do you need this? Do you not? Do everything. She's in every, carrying everything. And she what's her burden? Oscar will give the, you know, the gift. And she's so happy there. Oh, that's my sweetheart. That's the last one?
Yeah, that's the last one.
Oh, that's the last one. Well, we finished. Thanks to God. Thank you. But I want to finish with this word. You know, the Lord say, so beautiful. I was reading today, and the Lord say, it was in John, chapter 3, 15 or 16, where he say, my children, the Lord say, my children, your love, our love, yes, don't be only words. Words and what is the another word? What say? What? No, words and let me. Well, words, another word.
Dilo en español.
I want.
Dilo en español.
Palabras y talking. Words and talking. Don't be only words and talking. That change does mean that change that in actions. Put in action that love. Now is the time to put in action that love. Please, not only words and talk. That's it. That's nothing. Okay? Put in actions. And when you have a ministry, be consequent. When you start a ministry, many times people start a business and leave. Start a business and do it more. It's sacrifice. It's work. But it's coming the fruit. That happened. When we started this, do you see what? I started in Berry Street. I started with nothing. Do you remember, Maryland? I started in Berry Street. You know, with a small church with 40 children, 30 children. I go to all the, a lot of work. I go to the pizza to bring pizzas to give to the children. A lot of work. But the Lord's going step by step because we are consequent. I mean, you don't stop. Don't give it up easy. Do it. Because when you work for God, God is going to bless you. The way, for what? For His glory. Not for our glory. I am nothing. Amen. Without God, I am nothing. God is everything. Everything for us. Amen. Praise God.
Again, you know, we encourage in all this, what you saw, we are making disciples. You know, these ministries will keep going. And even we go once a year, we always see flourishing all this ministry, including here Channel of Blessings, yes. Making disciples and just making the plans of God in our life and also for the community, all for His glory, like Graciela say. Let's give an applause to Jesus. Thank you.